The other thing we've been talking about is significant wedding anniversaries. We've heard from one or two of you who have parents who have been married for 60 or 70 years. Shane is another one saying, my parents have been married for 64 years this December. My dad turned 90 this year. Sadly, we couldn't celebrate with him because of lockdown. My mum is 86. They still do their own housework. My mum still cooks for them. They both still drive, heaven help us. I feel very blessed to still have them in such good health with great quality of life. Shane, indeed. How wonderful that they are, A, still together, and B, enjoying life and living life independently like that. So how wonderful for you. Another WhatsApp saying, I can't begin to imagine my life without having my incredible wife by my side for the past half century. A half century plus a score is what Benjamin and Dora Freeman celebrated yesterday. Thanks to my colleague Zane, who tipped us off about the article in the Cape Argus that showed their anniversary photos. They celebrated their platinum wedding anniversary yesterday. Benjamin and Dora, I'm told, first spotted each other when they were singing in separate church choirs and got together to perform at a competition. They saw each other. They were in their late teens at the time. It would be a couple of years before they actually met. He was 21 and she was 22. And 4 months later, they walked down the aisle on the 25th of November, 1950. What does it take to sustain a marriage over seven decades? Let's find out as we welcome to the show Benjamin and Dora Freeman, who are listening to us and joining us on the line. Congratulations to both of you on this extraordinary milestone. Benjamin, how did you celebrate the day yesterday?
It was fine. Very exciting. Mm-hmm. And I again had the opportunity to be 21.
Benjamin, does she still feel like your 22-year-old bride after all these years? Are you still in love with her as you were all those years ago?
In 1950, I was in love with her, but now I'm madly in love with her.
Oh, I wonder. I hope all of us may live to hear somebody speak like that about us. Benjamin, you have 9 children, 19 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren. There have been a lot of big moments along the way. When you look back on the 70 years of marriage to Dora, what do you think it is that has kept you together all these years?
I think it is because me and Dora, we have decided that we want the marriage, and to have the marriage alone are not enough. We want to have children, and to make our children happy, we must show them through our life how it is done. Mm-hmm. How it is done is to cling together, to respect, to honor, and to highly remember your vows, this woman or this man. We have been brought together by God, and only He can separate us by death, and we have to respect one another so that it can go down on our children to learn from us. We set the example and they follow. Thank you very much.
Benjamin, thank you very much, and our best wishes to Dora as well on the milestone of your 70th wedding anniversary. How very, very lucky you are to be together to celebrate after all these years and after the strange year we have had. After 70 years together, I wonder what lockdown was like. I guess you were so used to each other and one another's company by then that a few months stuck together in close proximity is probably, I would imagine, easier to handle than most found it. Dora and Benjamin Freeman, congratulations. 70 years married yesterday, and our very best wishes from the Cape Talk family on that milestone.